and gentlemen, to the War Room. We have an absolutely gigantic show for you today. We'll be joined by Ben Bankus in the next hour. Very funny comedian. We'll be talking about all sorts of not funny things, but we'll do our best. We'll do our best to squeeze the humor out of just relentless horror, because that's a lot of what's on offer today. I regret to inform you, it's no different than any other day. We got a lot to talk about, including Hillary Clinton testifying and then not testifying for Jeffrey Epstein, and a lot of videos, including one that broke an hour ago that we got to spend some time on, because Kristi Noem just like very casually is referencing just insane treason going on in the DHS. I'm blown away by a video I'll show you in the next segment. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 26th of February, 2026. World Economic Forum chief resigns over Epstein ties. Jorge Brindi, the chief executive and president of the World Economic Forum, said on Thursday that he would resign after an independent investigation by the group into his ties to the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, I was a little confused. I keep seeing headlines about this guy resigning, and it's like, is he ever going to resign? I feel like I'm stuck in a time warp where I'm like, well, this guy resigned like last week. And it's like, no, all these headlines are brand new. So it was last week he started an investigation into himself, and this week he's resigning. It's like, did you not know? Were you not aware of your own actions and what would be discovered if you investigated yourself? He's like, I'm very disturbed by the findings of my own activities. Well, he's retired and gone now, and I'm sure that will drastically change the direction the World Economic Forum goes. Certainly, they won't just slot in another member of the international pedophile cabal and continue operations as normal. Hey, speaking of, Bohemian Grove celebrity member list allegedly revealed some members of an elite, super-secretive men's club based in California wine country have allegedly been leaked, with names ranging from former late-night host Conan O'Brien and billionaire former New York mayor Michael Bloomberg to ex-Google CEO Eric Schmidt. The membership list of the Bohemian Grove, a private 2,700-acre campground in Sonoma County that hosts an annual two-week retreat and that has a clubhouse in San Francisco, was allegedly obtained by an independent journalist and confirmed by a club member, according to San Francisco Standard. And so, of course, the cabal operations continue fairly unabated so far, and I guess they're getting ready for their big mock human sacrifice later in the year. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says she had, quote, no idea of Epstein's crimes, which I don't believe, which nobody in the world, including she herself, nobody believes this for even a single moment. Okay, just want to lay that out there. Hillary Clinton testifies to House Committee she had no idea about Epstein's crimes, which this is the thing about the Epstein list. This is the thing about the Epstein crimes and the people involved. I mean, they're all the most powerful people in the history of the world. And they all got to these positions by being incredibly capable and competent. And so they're sort of damned if they do, damned if they don't admit to knowing about Jeffrey Epstein. Either you were in on it and probably involved in the criminal activity, aware of it and doing nothing to stop it. Or as Secretary of State, you were a dumbass that didn't know about the people hanging out with your husband the whole time, which is not believable and would be kind of scary if it was true. If somehow we knew that Jeffrey Epstein was a perverted freak globalist and she didn't, how does that happen? How does the Secretary of the United States have less information than me, a dude with the internet? That doesn't make any sense. So it's like, all right, you didn't know about all of his crimes, then you're an idiot. Or you did know about his crimes and you're a criminal. I think the truth is she's a criminal idiot. Trump claims Iran is developing missiles to hit the U.S., contradicting intel reports. With nuclear talks hanging in the balance, the potential of another U.S. war of choice in the Middle East, President Donald Trump escalated rhetoric Tuesday night, warning that Iran is moving beyond just regional missile capabilities and setting its sights further west. You can find that story at Infowars.com. We also have this. Senator Thune quashes the talking filibuster move to pass the SAVE Act. He's too busy having little dog parades for fun. He's just far too busy doing a dog parade. I'm serious. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Watching the War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We got a lot of stories to cover today. And I have just piles and piles of news stories to get to. And each one of these stories could and probably, should... We probably should spend an hour on every single one of them. We'll try to get to as many as possible. But I got to go to this video that just broke about an hour ago. Christy Noem was on with Patrick Bet-David. And in this like 2-minute clip, she reveals the craziest things about the DHS. And it's weird because it's almost like she like kind of doesn't realize what she's saying. Or maybe she does. But like the way she delivers this news is so casual. And it's like, what you're revealing is like insane levels of treason at the highest levels of our government. I'll just go to the video here. This is Christy Noem, posted an hour ago. I got the clip from Nick Sortor. She's on with Patrick Bet-David. And this clip was titled that Christy Noem reveals that Elon Musk helped her find spyware that had been implanted on her phone by DHS employees, which is a big deal. I think the other stuff she reveals in this is even bigger of deals. So let's watch Christy Noem, Secretary of DHS. Here she is.
I can't believe what I found since I've been in this department. I just found the other day a whole room in on this campus that was a secret SCIF, secure facility, that had files nobody knew existed. So we just happened to have an employee walk by a door and wonder what it was and started asking questions. We went in there. There was individuals working there that had secret files that nobody knew about on some of these most controversial topics like that. And now I've got that turned over to attorneys and we're getting to the bottom of what exactly happened there. You know, we have CBP, which is Customs and Border Protection. They know every traveler that comes into this country, every good that comes in. They're the ones who assess and collect all of the tariffs. But the information that they had on travelers that came in during COVID, what our national labs, which I also have national labs under my jurisdiction, their scientists that participated with that Wuhan lab, how they were traveling back and forth between each other and working on those experiments, it's been eye-opening. And I'll tell you, Patrick, even from the time I came into this office, it was, Elon and his team were extremely helpful to me. They helped me identify that some of my own employees in my department had downloaded software on my phone and my laptop to spy on me.
Stop it.
To record our meetings.
Wow.
They had done that to several of the politicals.
Wow.
And so we ended up bringing in people. And that was something that if you didn't have those technology experts here in the department looking at all of our laptops and our phones and recognizing that kind of software, it would still be happening today. So one of the things I need to do and continue to do is partner with technology companies and experts to bring them in and help us, because many times in government, and especially in this department, which was extremely neglected, we were just behind and not up to the standard we should be at. I remember the first 4 months, I couldn't even send a PowerPoint over email from the Department of Homeland Security servers that was longer than 6 pages long. So the backwards thinking of protecting our country was extremely detrimental to keeping us safe. And And many times the deep state, I think what I tell people most of the time is I always believed when people talked about the deep state before that it existed. I never would have dreamed that it was as bad as it is. It is. I'm still every day trying to dig out people who don't love America, that not just work at this department, but also work throughout the federal government.
What did she just say? Okay. Like, I'm serious. That may have been one of the craziest clips I've ever seen from an American politician. She just dropped three insane bombshells that she just, like, kind of brushes over. Like, do you get what I mean? That she's just, like, casually, like, yeah, we found a hidden skiff that we didn't know about that had people inside working in it. Like, what? Imagine you were a year into a job. I'm not sure if you said 4 months in or something. And, like, there's a building that you're in every day, and all of your employees operate out of that building. And one day an employee comes and is like, what's that door? And you're like, I don't know. It doesn't have any labels on it. It's not in any of the manifests. Like, I don't know. Let's see if we can get it open. You get it open and there's just like an office. There's like just people working in there that you've never seen before. And it's a skiff. It's a secure area. And she just didn't know about it. And it's just operating as part of the DHS, but totally without the knowledge of the director of the DHS. Okay, that's a pretty big deal, I would think. You know, unless you're teaching at Hogwarts, having a mysterious room full of people you've never seen before in your building, it seems like a big deal. That seems like bigger than like, huh, weird. And we just found a secret room with a bunch of guys we've never seen before working. Crazy. Mondays. Anyway, it's like, well, what? No, that's like crazy. All right. That's first. Then she casually references, oh, yeah, you know, CBP, they are in charge of manifests and traveling in and out of the country. So we have all these records of all these scientists working with the Wuhan lab and carrying out these experiments. She doesn't elaborate, so I can only assume she means creating the virus that caused COVID that shut the world down. So, like, what? She just casually drops that they have the travel records of the scientists that created COVID going back and forth from Wuhan to America during the pandemic, before the pandemic. I don't know. She just kind of casually drops that. That's kind of like a crime against humanity. That was kind of like a crazy, like, what? It's like, yeah, you know, the DHS is a crazy place. I found Saddam and Osama playing cards next to a nuclear bomb in the basement. And also, they hacked my phone. It's like, what? No, you have the scientists that created COVID traveling to and from Wuhan on business ahead of this. And you just casually drop that and move on to the next thing, which is also crazy. So the third thing she says is that people in the DHS put spyware on her phone and her laptop to spy, to listen into her meetings and read her communications. Oh, that's treason. That means you're being spied on, probably by another country, at the very least by some sort of stay-behind network. I mean, this is like the craziest video I've ever seen. And it's like just being treated like, hey, that's kind of weird. What the hell did we just watch? Kristi Noem, head of the DHS, just announced that there was a secret skiff that they didn't discover for months that had people working inside full time that she'd never seen before. The DHS employees secretly inspired spyware on her phone and her laptop that Elon Musk had to discover to help her fix it. And that she has records of the scientists that created COVID traveling back and forth from the lab. Have you found anything else, Christina? Like, do you realize what you're saying right now and what a giant deal this is? That you just revealed that the Department of Homeland Security that oversees some of the most sensitive and important things in our national security apparatus is just filled with traitors? Just has spies and traitors operating totally independent of any oversight by anybody elected. And she says, you know, they did this to a lot of the politicals. The politicals. You mean the people that are actually accountable to the American people. You mean the people that are supposed to be in charge of the organization they're all being spied on by some sort of malevolent force inside the organization that nobody's voted on, that is apparently secret and apparently operating in complete contradiction to the well-being of the American people. Well, what are we doing about this, Kristi Noem? What are we doing? Are you arresting all of them and trying them all for treason? Did you track down who planted the software on your phone? And are you torturing them to find out who they're working for? Like, what are we talking about? My mind is blown. I saw that video about 5 minutes before I went live. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? The recent revelation involving Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem and tech entrepreneur Elon Musk unveils a troubling situation within the DHS, allegations of espionage with claims that spyware was secretly installed on Noem's personal device by her own employees, raises critical questions about security and trust inside a federal agency. No, I think it answers some critical questions, actually. I don't think this is the beginning of an investigation. I think it sounds like you have all of the evidence you need. It sounds like you're just acknowledging and kind of somehow okay with the fact that the deep state is very real and still running things in our country, as in the unelected, invisible, basically. Like, just there are people that are operating at the highest levels of our national security system that the director of their organization just doesn't know exists. They're operating against her. They're apparently spying on her. Like, I wonder why. I wonder what has been the consequence of, at least for some period of time, sensitive conversations between the secretary and maybe the president are being listened in on by somebody, foreigners, Americans, we don't know. Kristi Noem doesn't say. She just drops this stuff as if it's like a fun anecdote. Like, you want to hear how crazy the DHS is? Well, guess what? It's like, they're poisoning Americans with plutonium for fun. So anyway, what else do you want to talk about? It's like, what you just revealed is so incredibly dangerous for America, like, that we have these spies apparently everywhere throughout our entire DHS office. And it's just, I guess, have you checked the other doors? Like, have you followed up? Okay, there was one door that you didn't know what it was. Apparently, it was a skiff with an office with people working inside that you didn't know were there and you don't know what they're doing. And nobody ever told you what was behind that door. Have you checked the other doors? Have you checked the other? Now, listen, just because a door might say service or, like, you know, electrical, maybe it says closet. Like, go ahead and open the door, Kristi. You want to check that door. Even if it's labeled closet, it might be another skiff. It might be an entire another office of subversive foreigners that are operating inside your building. So, Kristi, do me a favor. Go check all the other doors real quick. Can you do that? Send somebody around? Just make sure that you don't have any other skiffs operating that you don't know about, that there's not like a Pizza Hut operating, under the ground somewhere in the DHS. Like, what is going on in our government? What is happening? Why can we not get a handle on this? Is it because people like Kristi Noem? Like, I just, her reaction. Why is this not a bigger deal? Am I the crazy one? This all sounds insane to me. And Kristi Noem is just like, just moves on. I think we need to watch this again. I think I might be going insane. I think I need to watch it again. This was a different one. This was the FBI, which I don't, it's the same thing over and over. Apparently, like, guys, okay. Do I need to make you a checklist? I'll write you out a checklist right now. Okay, I'll write out a checklist immediately. Like, these are, if you're going to go and become the head of some sort of national security agency like the DHS, here's what you need to do. First, check all the doors. Can we check all the doors in the building? Make sure there's not any offices running that you don't know about. Okay, that would be step one. Step two would be check personnel. Can we check the personnel? You know, it's like, I feel like there's a, how do you spell personnel? There's a movie or something, I don't know, where it's like, gee, somebody has stolen the ice cream. And it's like a pan across of all the kids, and one of the kids is just covered in ice cream. And they're just like, wasn't me. Like, I have the feeling you're going to see that type of thing. Like, you're going to go through the DHS, and you're going to be able to look down the line of all the employees, and one of the employees is just going to be, like, shifty and shady, and, like he's got, like, a fake mustache that's half hanging off, and they're just like, which one could it be? Like, okay, so you're going to want to check the architecture of your building. Do you have a room of requirements a la Harry Potter that pops up if and when you need it? Perhaps. I don't know. This, it might be magical. Maybe bring in a wizard if we're having this much trouble getting a handle on the buildings that we operate in. I don't know if you need like an architect, pull up the old blueprints, a wizard, perhaps a Native American shaman could do some sort of sage cleansing ritual. I mean, this is stuff that people do when they move into their apartments. Maybe try doing that when you move in to the DHS. And then you're going to want to ask all of the personnel. And this is a good start. Just ask them. Should be like, hey, do you hate America? And if they say yes, you should fire them immediately. Okay, just quick blanket thing. Hey, raise your hand if you hate America. And whoever raises their hand, you need to fire them. You need to get them out. And here's the trick. They might not tell you that they hate America, so you need to double check. You need to not take them on their word. Okay, the guy with the fake mustache hanging half off of his face and the, you know, shirt with Chairman Mao's face on it. You know, the guy with, like, the tattoo that, you know, shows the Trump assassination and it says, like, we won't miss next time. And it's just, like, prominently displayed on his arm. If he sits there and is like, oh, actually, I love America and I love Trump. Like, well, but you have a tattoo of him bleeding to death on your arm. That's kind of weird. But anyway, back to work, sir. Like, you need to not take them on their word, not take them, you know, at their word. You need to make sure that they actually do love America. You make sure they're not operating some sort of room of requirement, Dumbledore's army type situation. Stay behind network, okay? And, yeah, check your phones. Tell you what, if one of your employees, probably this same guy, there's probably like 10 of them. One of the guys, one of the ladies that you have with like the short purple hair and the septum piercing and the tattoo of AOC with hearts around it. When she comes up and is like, hey, I need to upgrade your phone. And then she takes your phone for a few minutes and comes back with an app that's called just like a normal phone app, you know, or just like I downloaded Candy Crush, but don't touch the icon. Don't press it. Don't ever touch the icon because it's not the normal Candy Crush. And she like clicks Candy Crush, and it's just like, you know, welcome to the transmission communication zone. Who would you like to spy on today? And she's like, this is a weird version of Candy Crush. I've never played this before. So when the communist infiltrator takes your phone to install mysterious apps on it, go ahead and delete those apps. Just go ahead and delete those. Just go ahead and do that. Go ahead and run an antivirus software just to make sure that you don't have some sort of foreign subversive elements just with access to your personal devices planting apps to spy on you there. I think that's all. I think that's the list. I think I've just about covered it. I don't know. Any other advice I have for perhaps the Kash Patel types out there, the Christie Gnome types out there, when you're taking over a federal organization, you're going to want to double check these things, folks. Please, for the love of God, what are we doing here? So I didn't mean to spend an entire segment on that, but I don't think this revelation is having the impact that it probably should. Who were the scientists that were working in Wuhan lab? How often did they travel back and forth? What did they take with them when they traveled back and forth? Who sent them there? Who were they communicating with here in America? These are questions that you apparently have the answer to. Will you do something about that, please? You might have forgotten. It was a long time ago. But all the way back in 2020, there was a man-made virus that was deliberately leaked from Wuhan lab by Peter Daszak, who himself admitted being instructed by the CIA to do this. And then that virus, it actually spread all over the world and killed a bunch of people directly by infecting them with a virus when they had other conditions or, you know, a low immune system already. And it killed a lot of people. It also sort of destroyed the world in a lot of ways. Its impact in the negative is unimaginable, from just the lack of education, the shutdown of the economy. I mean, I don't know if you remember this, Christy Noem. That was like a crime against humanity. It was like a massive like attack. It was like a chemical attack on the entire world, and it killed millions of people and caused just endless suffering. Now, you apparently know the people that did that to us. So do you see where I'm going with this? Do you see where I'm going with this? That those people should probably be arrested and held to account. And at the very least, at the very, very, very least, Christy Noem, I know that there are these stay-behind networks. There is this deep state. It is hard to get things done officially. Tell you what, you're on a talk show. Why don't you say what you've learned? Why don't you do the investigation yourself or get a trustworthy intern, okay? This means an intern that is not secretly implanting spy apps on your phone. And what happened to them? Did you do anything to them? Did you fire them? Why did you not make it a big deal? Again, how big of a deal do you think it would be if I secretly, during one of Alex's segments on the show, I snuck in, I got his phone, and I planted a listening app so that I could access his microphone? Do you have any idea what would happen to me if I did that? Again, it's not like, but like, I'm just trying to put this in context. Anybody doing this to their boss would be committing a crime. They'd be sent to jail. They would 100% lose their job at the very least and probably never be hired by anybody ever again. Who does that? Apparently people at the DHS do that. Did they even get fired? Did you even investigate it? When did this happen? Elon Musk hasn't been there for a year. So I assume a year ago you discovered that, just what are we doing? Can somebody explain this to me? How is it that the secretary of the DHS just admitted there was a secret skiff she didn't know about with people working in it? That they have the manifest and the travel logs of the people who created the virus that was released from Wuhan, COVID-19, and that her own personal devices were planted with spyware by people at the DHS. I know I'm just repeating myself at this point, but what the hell is going on? I guess we can move on now. I guess we can move on with that sort of as a foundation, as the understanding that our government just is the deep state, and that the people that we've elected and the appointments that Trump has made to go in I think it's normal. I don't know. I'm speechless at what we just heard. I feel like I'm going crazy. We'll move on, folks. We will move on to other stuff, but I don't know. I don't know what else to say. We'll be right back, folks. I just, there's other crazy stuff. But if anybody knows Christy Noem, tell her to give me a call and give her some advice. It's very simple advice, but apparently nobody's told her yet. Okay, yeah, we'll be right back. Stay with us, folks. Just crazy news coming up.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said, sure, he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up a pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimate Methylene Blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, it was like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to a physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psychotic. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first. And then working out so hard that I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'll be like a restaurant. I ain't gonna serve dog to people. They're not gonna come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
More videos to play you, and I think combined, like these videos should give you a good example, like a good cross section of like what's going on in this world. I got a couple of these. I guess let's go to clip number 15 first. Little out of left field, but this is the governor of Oklahoma talking about illegal immigration. And this particular clip highlights the inability of Republicans, especially sort of establishment Republicans, to get their heads out of their asses and to realize what time it is and what the hell is going on in this world. I don't understand the world they think they live in or who they think they're dealing with here. But people like this, the governor of Oklahoma, Stitt or something, Kevin Stitt, this guy's the problem. These people in the GOP, these types of people in the Republican Party are the reason we can't get anything done. They're the reason nothing ever happens. There's the reason that no matter how insane the Democrats get, they never respond in kind. And no matter how much support from the people they get to do whatever they possibly can, they just choose not to do it. And this is what is killing our country. It is this level of weakness. And this is infuriating, but like there's problems on all sides. This is our problem. This is the albatross around our neck. People like Kevin Stitt, the governor of Oklahoma. Here he is, not knowing what time it is. Let's watch.
But I will also say, you know, even my Democrat governor colleagues, they're not trying to get illegals here to turn them into voters. I don't believe that's what Democrat politicians are trying to do.
Oh, really?
And just like Republicans get a bad rap that people think that Republicans don't like immigrants. That's not true. There's some common ground that if we can sit down together, we can figure this out.
So, like, my genuine question is, like, what has given you that impression? What, from what data are you deriving the conclusion that the Democrats are not bringing in illegal immigrants to replace Americans? Where are you getting that from? Who is telling you that? They say that's what they're doing. That is what they're doing. Chuck Schumer has made, like, three speeches in the last 2 days saying that's exactly what they're doing. I've got like four videos today of Democrats saying that's what they're doing. What is happening? Where are you coming up with this? The only thing I can possibly imagine is that sincere dumbasses like Mr. Stitt here, Governor Stitt, get calls from slimy subversives like Tim Walz who go, us? Bringing in immigrants to replace Americans? Never. And gullible old Kevin Stitt goes, yeah, it does sound crazy, doesn't it? And you're a good man. You wouldn't do that. And Tim Walz is like, yeah, totally. It's the only thing I can imagine. The only thing I can imagine is that basically the Democrats just lie to Kevin Stitt and he just believes them. Because they must be lying to him personally because they don't say this in public. In public, they say, we're replacing Americans and we're going to make all the illegals citizens. So where is he getting like, and you can see it in action right there. It's what we talk about continuously. He's sitting there going, you know, the Democrats claim that we don't want illegal immigrants because we hate immigrants. But what he means is that like, this guy is still stuck in this old mindset. He is absolutely terrified and like genuinely so of being called racist. He thinks it's the worst thing ever. And he really doesn't want anybody to think he is. And he really wants to do whatever he can to not seem racist. And so he's like, no, we, you know, there's economic arguments against immigrants and we don't hate immigrants and that's a lie. And so they, you know, claim that we have the bad motives and that's not true. And it's like, yeah, because you're like a decent person that actually doesn't hate anybody and that is sincere about what you're saying. Stop projecting that onto them. So he takes this experience he's had where he's like, they say it's because I'm racist, but I'm not. You know, the right wingers say that they're trying to bring in illegal immigrants because they want to replace Americans. That's similar. These two things are the same. We're ascribing motive, even though we don't have it. And it's like, dude, this is the difference. They are liars. They do have ulterior motives. They're not even ulterior. They announce it. They tell you they're doing it. But sure, ulterior motives. They lie to your face. And it's just like the perfect example of the dumbass gullible Republican that both falls for their, you know, psyop, their fear psyop of, oh, I can't resist immigration or else I'm a racist. And then also projects baselessly onto Democrats that actually I'm going to assume they have the best intentions, even though their actions directly contribute to the destruction of my country in a deliberate way. I'm just going to assume the best of them. I'm just going to assume that that's all a mistake and a smear, even though they don't deny it. And I'm just going to assume that they also are just like me and don't want America to be replaced, because that's crazy. And it's like, yeah, they're crazy. They hate you. They're replacing your people on purpose. They're saying it to your face, and you're not believing them for some reason. You're just choosing to believe that they're just like you. Why, dude? What is wrong with you? Why are we run by gullible idiots? Do you want me to show you some videos? Do you want me to show you videos? These freaking scumbags. Clip 38 here. Illinois congressional candidate Kate Abugablogog talking about giving backdoor citizenship to every criminal that scrabbled their way across the border in the last 4 years. Why do you think this isn't happening, you absolute morons? Let's watch.
Abolish and prosecute ICE. We need to repeal the Patriot Act. We need to lift refugee caps. And we need to offer complete amnesty and citizenship to any immigrant here who has not committed a violent crime. Additionally, we need trials. There is no moving forward without justice. Stern words for Greg Bovino aren't enough. Body cameras aren't enough. We need people willing to put everything on the line, not when it's politically convenient, and not have their hands in their pockets.
And again, she's just reflecting what Chuck Schumer himself, leader of the Democratic Senate, keeps giving speeches about. We're going to give citizenship to everybody who's here illegally. And we've got Republicans who are just like, they don't really believe that. So why would they say it? What are you talking about? Of course they're going to do that. And the scariest thing is that these silly, silly Republicans, trying not to curse, are going to be this way up to and past the point that the Democrats get exactly what they want, which means that the ICE officers right now that are putting their lives on the line and going out and arresting some of those dangerous people in the world, following lawful orders, fulfilling the demands as laid out by the law written and codified by Congress, despite doing everything legally, despite complying to an absurd degree with every intervention from any leftist activist judge, when the Democrats get in power, they're going to send the police to those people's houses, these people, these men in ICE who have families, who have done nothing wrong, who have served their country, are going to be hauled off in chains and spend the rest of their lives in prison. And the whole time, Republicans, like the governor of Oklahoma, are going to be going, well, you know, we do have the rule of law in this country. And if, you know, we got to let the process play out. We got to, you know, if they're innocent, I have faith in our system. And I think, you know, if they were obeying their orders, then they'll get away. And it's like, so half the country, the Democrats are just like, we're destroying America. We're giving citizenship to anybody who came over here. We're going to support them their entire lives. And we're going to arrest our political opponents for behaving lawfully. We are going to use the power of the government to arrest our political enemies. You people and your supporters, we're going to arrest all of you for daring to, you know, be a part of a government program that we disagree with. Because obviously they recognize that this is a clash of civilizations. This is a full-fledged soft civil war taking place right now. And they don't care about the rule of law. They don't give a damn about oppression or any of this crap. Obviously, they never have before. Suddenly they care about the Fourth Amendment. Suddenly they give a damn about the First Amendment or the increasing militarization of our domestic police forces. They don't care about this stuff. They just want to use it against us. And they want to make sure that we can't ever use it against them by punishing anybody who follows orders, because they know it's not about punishing people that did bad things. They want to punish people that didn't do anything as a lesson to all of the rest of them of, hey, if you even help the Democrats, we will throw you in prison. I mean, if you even help the Republicans, we will throw you in prison. If you follow the orders of Donald Trump, might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but they say it. The governor of Pennsylvania has said there's no statute of limitations on murder. Everybody in ICE will be a part of a RICO statute to charge all of them with any murder that any ICE officer commits. And there's no statute of limitations. They get into office next year, it'll be then. If they get into office 10 years from now, it'll be then. One way or another, they're going to arrest ICE officers for following orders, lawful orders, not just, approved of, but obligated by the Constitution. And dumbass Republicans like Governor Stitt will just sit there and go, you know, I know I don't want them to go to jail, so why would I think that they're just trying to use their power to throw their political enemies in prison? I wouldn't do that. And I think we need to stop looking at the worst in everybody. And it's just like, you're a bigger problem than they are. We can handle them, not with people like you leading us. We could deal with the left in an instant if we had people like this, not just giving them every benefit of the doubt, ignoring them when they say exactly what they're going to do, and just capitulating at every pass on some sort of weird delusion that they're just like us and we all agree on the same thing, really, at the end of the day. And they're just like, we are replacing all of the white people with Mexicans because we hate you. And they're just like, you don't mean that. Okay, whatever. Whatever, dude. It's like, this is the problem. These people are the problem. Senator Thune's the same thing. How did it get to be all of them? Why is it all of them? Because people like Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene that aren't like this get ousted by them? Beyond infuriating. But obviously the right wing doesn't have a monopoly on stupidity. Let's go to clip 36 here. This one set me off this morning when I first saw it. Democrats, man, as bad as Republicans are, these damn Democrats. Here's Bill Maher, like, kind of pretending to understand what the Epstein files are about, but then doing his best to downplay and undercut the severity of what we actually learned. He's talking to Lauren Boebert. Let's watch.
I apologized to QAnon a couple of weeks ago. I said, you know, when it comes to this Epstein stuff, you have babies. Democrats don't eat babies. You think they eat babies?
There is a lot of consumption talk in the stuff. Are there babies? I don't know. No, you can laugh all you want. But, I mean, there is some sick stuff in here that is implying.
But that's not eating babies. Come on.
I'm not saying they're eating babies. I'm saying there is talk of consumption, and it ain't pizza. And I'm not saying that I am QAnon by any means, but this is deep, dark, satanic, awful, sacrificial, and this stuff is gross.
See, this is what I'm saying. Here I am sacrificing myself, saying, you know what? I was wrong, QAnon, and then you don't meet me halfway. You insist they might be eating babies.
Here's what it is.
QAnon said there's this vast elites around the world conspiracy to, you know, traffic kids and pedophiles, and they were more right than I let on, than I thought they were. Okay, so that's what I'm giving you. And it wasn't just Prince Andrew in the parlor with the dildo, okay? It was a lot of different people.
That's what you'll give me. You'll give us nothing, Bill Maher. You're wrong. You were wrong. And the level to which you were wrong, you're embarrassing. Yeah, he posted this clip, by the way. He thought this was a good clip for him. I'll give you that. You'll give us what? That you were wrong and an idiot for years on end? And that you were actively, whether you knew it or not, covering up for and criticizing and demeaning the enemies of this very elite pedophile ring? So, like, what does he think is happening, right? He's like, you won't even meet me halfway. Meet you halfway to what? Being wrong? So we're right, you're wrong. He wants to meet you halfway to being wrong. They sure as hell weren't eating pizza and frozy jerky. Please explain to him the files what jerky meant. We don't even need any of that stuff. I'm trying to get in the mindset of a liberal. What do they think is happening? He thinks that, like, acknowledging what's real is some sort of, like, act of generosity from him. He's like, I'm sacrificing myself on this. What, acknowledging you were wrong? So you had a stance and it was wrong. And then the proof came out that you were wrong, and you want to act like it's a virtue for you to admit it? We don't need you to admit it. We always knew you were wrong. Now we have the evidence. It only makes sense that you would acknowledge that at a certain point. He's like, they were more right than not about the Epstein stuff. Okay, so for the last 10 years, that so-called QAnon, aka people who just knew what was actually happening, the correct people, people that understood what was really going on, we're talking about elite pedophile sex trafficking networks, and for 10 years, you've been laughing at it and covering it up and ignoring it and mocking anybody that talked about it, allowing these very networks to continue operation probably till this day. But certainly, you know, you were operating in service of them. Now you realize 10 years later, you were wrong the entire time. But there's no sort of mea culpa about it. There's no, like, actual revelation of, like, oh my God, they were right. I was wrong. Every time they told me something and I laughed and scoffed at them, I should have been paying attention. And hey, if we are right about the details, if we are right about just in general what was happening, might we be right about the motivations? Might we be right about the stuff not yet exposed in the files, censored in the files, hinted at, but not made explicit in the files? So you're willing to believe that there is a network of international elite that traffic humans, that engage in torture, that engage in sex trafficking with underage people, that almost certainly engage in murder, since there is explicit talk of dead bodies and murder victims and killing people in the Epstein files. Oh, but eating people, that's a bridge too far. Cannibalism? No way. I'll never believe that. So Lauren Boebert should have said, it was like, look, you're apologizing now. You'll apologize again in a couple years when I'm right about this too. Where does this arrogance come from? That he actually still feels like he's the superior one, he's the condescending one, when what he's actually doing is admitting that his entire worldview is built on a faulty foundation, and that he was abjectly wrong about one of the most important things happening in our entire society for the last 10 years. He's like, you won't meet me halfway? I was trying to figure out, like, what does that even mean, meet me halfway? How about, I was wrong, please tell me what else you know? How about, I was completely blind to this obvious, glaring reality, which should have been slapping me in my face. If you were right about this, gee, might you have been right about other stuff? What more do I need to know? How about a shred of humility, you condescending jackass who's wrong? Who's wrong about everything? Here I am saying I was wrong, and you won't meet me halfway. They're eating babies, Bill. And why are you covering up for them eating babies? Why is that so far out of the realm of possibility? You ever seen a popular show called Dahmer? Do you not know that cannibalism is still a fairly widely enjoyed fetish for degenerates and insane evil people? So he's willing to admit that there's an elite pedophile ring for which the QAnon supporters, you know, tried to make public, tried to get people to care about for 10 years. But you're still the wrong ones for what? Not like capitulating to their demands that you stop talking about stuff that we know is true? So again, like this is just, these are the two issues. You've got Republicans that are right morally, that are right factually, and that are just cowards and idiots and won't ever act on their knowledge, won't ever step out of the approved path to just do what's necessary. And then you have Democrats that are complete dumbasses, that don't know anything, that are wrong about everything, and that are so unbelievably confident and condescending and act with, you know, extreme aggressiveness on all of their wildest whims. And she's like, how did it get to be this way? Why is it this way? It should actually be the opposite way. The Republicans should be ruthlessly crushing the Democrats at every pass because everything they believe are lies, everything. And the liberals need to have some humility and shut the hell up after you admit that you're wrong about everything. After you admit that for 10 years you've been mocking something that was absolutely true. And that in effect you were covering it up and helping it to continue. We're in a pincer move of stupidity and confidence. And we're going to be joined by Ben Bankus in the next hour. So we'll lighten up a little bit. Just got to say, first couple of videos today, not very conducive to a sanity-filled broadcast because of the overwhelming insanity on every level, at every angle. We'll go to a video of Ben Bankus in the first five so you can get a taste of his stand-up comedy, if we have that censored. And in the meantime, I do want to remind you to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We have a ton of great supplements there, and folks, it's back. It's back. We've all been waiting for it. The crowds have not stopped chanting it. They demand it. They cry for it. They scream for it. It's BOGO Supps. That's right, folks. It's BOGO Supps at thealexjonesstore.com. If you listen closely, you can hear the fireworks going off right now. It's happening. BOGO Supps, folks. If you don't know what BOGO Supps is, let me explain. Buy one, get one free supplements. Get a free bottle of CMOS or Shilajit gummies with the purchase of creatine powder. So buy yourself the ultimate creatine at thealexjonesstore.com and you get absolutely free a bottle of CMOS gummies or Shilajit gummies. It's buy one, get one supplements, aka BOGO Supps. Plus, you're getting 25% off all apparel. That means t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. This sale ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But do not wait. Go now to thealexjonesstore.com and shop happy, knowing that not only you're getting BOGO Supps, you're keeping us on air and in the fight against stupidity of all stripes. One of the products I've been taking on a regular basis for a while, actually ever since Rex introduced it, I've been taking the Power Drive combo. That includes Power Plant and Methyl Drive, but together they really maximize their power. Power Plant in particular is a extremely powerful supplement that really doesn't get enough love from us. It's an advanced adaptogen complex, which is sort of like a new super male vitality, but it's called Power Plant. So unlock your human potential. Power Plant drives more oxygen to your cells, controls cortisol under pressure, and supports both total and free testosterone. Three of the most important levers in human performance in one formula. Built to stack with methylene blue to take it farther, it's Power Plant at thealexjonesstore.com.
We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. Get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.